This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim, Parashas Pekudei. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, Asher Pukad, Alpi Moshe, Avodah Salvim B'Yad Yisomer, Ben Aharon HaKohen. Pekudei HaMishkan. What is this parasha, the Yisoid of the parasha? It's accountability. Moshe Rabbeinu is opening up the books of where all the money, a cheshbon of where all the money that was collected, where it went to in the Mishkan. The Medrash, both Yalkut Shemayni in Mishlei and the Medrash Tanchuma here, is Dairish Apostik. Uses a pasuk to explain this parsha. The ish emunais rav brachos. It's a pasuk in Mishlei Chav Ches Beis. Ish emunais, a person who is gitrai, is erlach. Emunais zemaisha. Like it says in the pasuk, b'chol beisi nemonhu. Rabbi Yisrael is made that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Neman, so the Ish Emunais, the Pasuk in Mishlei is referring to, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Memela Rav Brachos, there was a lot of Bracha. There was a lot of Bracha in the Mishkan, because Moshe he was the overseer of the project of the Mishkan, and he was Erlich by showing Pekudei HaMishkan, opening up the Cheshbon, and giving accountability for all the monies, Memela Rav Brachos. Let's quote the Medrash: V'ish Emunais Rav Brachos Zemaisha Shenemar B'chol Beisi Ne'emonhu V'chol Advarim Shenasa Gizber Aleim B'mlechus HaMishkan Hayim Is Brachos. Moshe, he was the overseer, he was the Gizber Memela. Everything was with Bracha. V'lama. Because he was a Neman, and Hayakir Lachem, he calls Yisamer, and then he shows it in the entire parish where all the money went, and that's Eileh Pekudei HaMishkan. The question must be asked: were they Chayshid Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu would misuse the funds that were collected for the Mishkan? Rabbi Shloim Alein was made on Moshe Rabbeinu b'chobesi neman, is the most erlich. By Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael sees this. While everyone is running for Bizas Hayam, Moshe Rabbeinu is busy with Atzmis Yosef. So we see clearly, and it was clear to Klal Yisrael, that Moshe is not running after money. Moshe is giving a geld mensch, giving an erlich mensch. So why all the hadgash, the emphasis on accountability to show where everything in the Mishkan went? Look at the Balaturim. The Balaturim says, Enachanami, they were taka chayshidim. The reason for Moshe acting in Parashas Pekudei in such a way of showing all the books and to make cheshbon where everything went was because they were taka chayshid Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's really a medrash. The medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu overheard someone say, "Oh, look, Moshe Rabbeinu has very heavy neck. He has a very thick neck, stomach like double chins. Oh, it's because he's taking the money from the Mishkan, he's pocketing it, and he's buying food with it, and he's fat. He's becoming fat from our money." Chapella. First of all, one person in this chayshid Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Forget about him. It's the Chanishkin Amalamensha. Write him off, he's crazy." And even that is a pella, that Moshe has to take into consideration the chshad, that he has to show that he didn't misuse or pocket the money. Hayitachin, they'd be chayshid Moshe Rabbeinu. And for this we have an entire parasha of Pekudei in the Torah. You look at the Alshir says, of course they weren't Cheshit Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Kenet Zayin. Moshe Rabbeinu is the most Erlich of all. So what's the cheshbon that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving here in the parsha? Why is he opening the books and the teretzes? Not for others, but for himself. This was to give a din and a cheshbon, to hold himself accountable, to make sure every penny went to where it was supposed to go and for what was needed. And there was nothing misused in the Binyan HaMishkan. Lemaisi, you look at Chazal, the Medrash, Itaka started to wonder, thousands of shkalim were missing. Tomalatsmi, Russian, he started to wonder. So Chere means, for himself, Fazich Aleini wanted to make sure that everything was Oiskin Cheshbint, and all the funds were properly used. Where would Taka these thousand shkalim? Abaskel came out and said, he went to the Vavi Amudim, and for some reason, that part of the project of the building of the Mishkan was overlooked. This L'chayin would be the Pshat, if we're going to learn that they weren't Cheshit Meshir Abenu. And all the accountability here was Moshe klapi atzmai for his own cheshbon hanefesh, so to speak. The Medrash says clearly that why did Moshe open up the books? Because he heard this person say that Moshe pocketed the money and he became fat over our money. It's not like this Alshich. What does the Alshich do with this Medrash? So Avshe Kem and Zonga, maybe we can say Pshat, that there's two parts to the accountability in the parish, and there's two reasons for it. Avada Be'ikr, it starts with Moshe giving accountability for himself, as the Al-Sheikh L'Chayr seems to be saying. Now the question though becomes, so why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to open the books to everyone? Why does everyone in Klal Yisrael have to see the cheshbon? Good, you want to make a cheshbon, make it between yourself, maybe Itzamar, Aaron, Sanhedrin, Bezalel. But why does it have to be open to the public to see? You look at the Balaturim, the Balaturim Taka says, Eile Pekude Male. Pekude can be spelt with a vav, and it can be spelt without a vav. Here it's Pekude with a vav, Mali vav. Shepakat l'chol vav meyos elef. Which means all 600,000 people, the books were open to shelo yichashdu shelo kach min hakesef. So maybe that's what the Medrash means. Accountability, this that he made the cheshmus taka for himself. But the question is, why does he go and open it up to everyone? Why do we need an entire parish in the Torah? L'dairis! This is written for generations. The Chapella, even if it was about accountability, it didn't need to be an entire parish in the Torah for all the dairis to read, and the teretz is the one person that was Chaysh and Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is the two sugyas and the two inyanim in the Eilat Pekudim. One was for Moshe himself, and the other was Taka to make sure everyone in Klal Yisrael saw that every penny went to where it was supposed to go. And if you look at the Lashon HaMedrash, it's pretty meduyik, because the Medrash starts off by saying he counted to make keep a cheshbin, and he didn't know where the thousands of shkolim were, and it was Vavi Amudim. And then it says, V'lama, after that the Medrash had V'lama, why did he go and make this pikuda? Is because he heard the person say this thing that he pocketed the money. It's mashma that was a second shlav, a second part, a second phase in the accountability of opening up the books of cheshbon. You look at Das Chachma Musar, Chelek Aleph, Amud Kuf Yud Ches. He fatayches. What was this nemanis of Moshe Rabbeinu? this accountability that Moshe Rabbeinu did. He says when it comes to funds of mitzvah, of tzedakah, there's a yetzahara to misuse it, l'shem shamayim. Once it starts entering l'shem shamayim, there's a special nisayin of erlichkeit. But Rabbi Yerucham is trying to say that chas v'shalom, Moshe wasn't choshed anyone on gneva, to come and make a cheshbon on what Bezalel did and where all the money went. What, he was choshed that Bezalel's a ganef? And the teretz is, it's not about gneva of mammon. It's about erlichkeit and nekiyas kapayim when it comes to l'shem shamayim dekinyanim. Where there the Yetzirah plays with the L'shem Shemayim and convinces you to misuse and to do things and to utilize things not for the right cause, thinking that it's L'shem Shemayim. It's a certain concept, certain Yetzirah of Geneva and Sheker L'shem Shemayim, which is more of an Isayin, scarier so to speak, than just plain average regular Geneva's moment. I think with this pshat of the Biruchim, which explains the Nisayan and their accountability that Moshe is trying to bring out over here, there's an interesting medrash. The Medrash Tanchuma, when it speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu being Erlich, it says V'ish Emunais Rab Brachos. That's Moshe, like we spoke, that he was Neman, and therefore there was Brach in the Mishkan. The end of that pasuk in Mishlei is V'atz L'Saser Lo Yinak. If a person is quick, he's hasty to become rich, Lo Yinak. Nothing good will come. Nothing clean will come out of it. Zekairach. Moshe ish emunais rab brachis. Otz l'saser zekairach. Fragging the mefarsh in the kasha, Moshe's erlichkeit was in mumnes. Kairach's not erlichkeit. Wasn't about money. It's not otz l'saser. Wasn't about becoming rich. Kairach was rich. Kairach wasn't interested in money. Kairach made a machlaikis about COVID. Talking with geld. I always say that the first and only machlaikis, it's not around money, it was Kairach. Usually Machlaikis somehow is about money, it's based on money, and Kairach wasn't about money. So what's the pshat in the Medrash that we're saying, Zelu mazeh, davar vipuchai, Moshe? Opposite Kairach. Moshe was Erlichkeit. Money, Kairach was an e-Erlichkeit. In Gaiva, in COVID, Moshe Biruchim, we could say, Gar Geshmak, even my Moshe was not about money. Chas v'shalom, it wasn't chemdas hamamin and the pocketing and stealing of money that Moshe was afraid, but the l'shem shamayim. L'shem shamayim, maybe the money needs to go a little more here, or maybe some of the workers need to get paid extra, whatever their l'shem shamayim of the moment is. So it's a erlichkeit, a yashrus in l'shem shamayim, where kairach, the opposite, he also claimed he was L'shem Shemayim. He also claimed he wants Avodah based on HaMishkan. Moshe was the Mishkan. The money should go properly to the Mishkan. Kairach Retzachai Mishkan Avodah HaMishkan. But his L'shem Shemayim wasn't Erlich. It wasn't Ish Emunais. Rabbi Yeruchim in Das Torah Vayikra says an interesting Deher. V'yisim Nekiyim Efshtaltzach V'tekasha. The one person that spoke against Moshe, so write him off, who cares? Why are you addressing, why are you taking some hearts and was einer sagt, hat er gesagt, Malle. So he said it. So he said that Moshe packed the money. And let's say he said it over to 2-3 of his cronies in shul, Malle, Shay, forget it. Das der Macher der ganze Taram. And then you have to make an entire parsha just for this guy, Zakr Biruchim. You need to understand what the mitzvah of Yisin Nekiyim is. The Yisin Nekiyim Hashem Umi Yisrael is even for chshad of one person. Nikius is Nikius, and it's a chiyuv, the yisim nikiyim, and if it means even one person, you got to take with the chshad. A mitzvah, a chiyuv, the yisim nikiyim, Hashem u'Yisrael. Rabbi Yeruchim quotes an interesting Gemara in Shkalim. He brings down a Gemara in Shkalim, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Hanichnas litraim halishka. Someone who went in to give money to the lishka in the mikdash. Hanichnas b'minol. He didn't go in with shoes, nor did he go in with long sleeves. Why? Maybe he'll pocket the money. He'll take from the money and put in his shoes, hide it, and go out. Perplexing is the following. If this is not enough of a chiddush, a guy's going to steal money and put it in his shoes. The Gemara says that he wasn't allowed to come in with tefillin. Because maybe he'll undo the strings, the gidim of the tefillin, and hide, I guess, a shekel or two. How much could you already put in the tefillin and walk out with this? So, Chregdi Rabbi Isai. Would anyone do it? And would anyone be chayshah that someone would do it? So far-fetched, yet v'yisim nikiyim is b'chayiv, such nikiyis, such integrity, that even this is clean, and that no one could be chayshah. Midachzach, that could be, it's not about a real chshad. It's about a certain anhog. It's about how a person has to act. Arena mensch, he has to be clean, he has to be straight, he has to be above reproach. And it's not only because of people, because that's the right anhaga for the Klapi Shmaya too. And that's V'yisim Nekiyim Hashem U'Yisrael. It's one thing, it's not so much what people are going to speak. It's an Erlichkeit from Zich HaLein Klapi Shmaya. U'Yisrael, which is also the Erlichkeit of the mensch, and it has more to do with the person than the people who are speaking about this person. And that's what I was fataychim medachzach, is the Alshich and the whole Medrash, the original and maybe more important tamasha of the counting was for Zichalein, to make sure that everything was yashar. And that's Ishamunah, is the mensch alein is an Erlich mensch. Mensch alein is a trustworthy person. There'll always be one or two crazies that will talk. One or two ustam plappelt. There's always going to be. But it's not about them. It's about you. It's about the person. It's about being an Ishamunais. And this brings bracha, because Erlichkeit brings bracha. Eile pekudei ha-mishkan. Yes, there was chshad. It's true. But maybe it's more about it shouldn't be a situation of chshad. More is about that than it is about the chayshid and those that are taka being chayshid. Because those who are chayshid is probably not that many. And those that are chayshid, nishkeferlach, it's not too much trouble would have came from it. But it's about anhoga yeshara. It's about anhoga nekiya, arena, erlich anhoga. If you notice, the lashon of the pasuk is ish emunais. Don't say ish emunais, it says ish emunais, plural. Why the plurals? I saw in the Ben Ish Chai, drush l'shabbos, tshuva, drush gimel. And really, it's written meduyik in the Eben Ezra, the way the Eben Ezra fataiches the pasuk. And munais, plural, in everything that he does. The erlich mensch is not only erlich in money, he's an erlich in l'shem shemayim, in his Yiddishkeit. He's not only erlich in his Yiddishkeit, and not in his money. It's both. It's erlich. If you're erlich, you're erlich in everything. Ish emunais, it's not ish emunah. Because it's emunais in everything that he does. It speaks to the core of who the person is. Was is der mensch? The mensch is arena erlich mensch. And mamel, everything that he does is with emunah. It's erlich. And soon we're going to explain emunah has taka to do with the Rebbeinu Shlom, emunah b'Hashem. And that's why it's not ish emunah, but ish emunais. Unfortunately, we find people who are very erlich when it comes to mitzvahs, but they're not so erlich in mammon. Then there are people who are very erlich, maybe in Beinol Mechaveri, but in Beinol Lamakim, they're not so, and they cut the corners, so to speak. Dav Zayrein un erlich in Allah in Yonim, and that's the person that becomes the Ish Emunos. Famous kasha that it's asked on the parsha. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu revealing all the money that was collected? There's a Yeduadik Klal, a very famous Yisoid. Ein Habracha Sharui Ella Bedavar Hasamui Min Ayin. It's got to be covered away from people's eyes. Tarshur Eis and Egin, people are not supposed to see because Ayin Hora and Kina and whatnot, and then there's no Bracha. So how and why is Moshe Rabbeinu revealing and opening up to everyone how much money was collected, and yet we're still on top of that saying there was bracha? There's a Mechudesh Dekamaral, it says, Tenachanami, maybe because of this we didn't have the Mishkan Le'olam, and we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash Le'olam, because maybe it was too much fanfare of how much money and splendor of the Mishkan, how much money went into it. And Ein HaBracha Shari Al B'davar Sam Menayin, he says that's the pshat why we have in the Pasuk, Mishkan Eidus, Eile P'kudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidus, Rashi, two Mishkans, because it's referring to the two Batei Mikdash that the Rebbein Shem took away from us as a Mashkin. Freg, the Maral and Aleph Freg, and why here do we have to hear Mishkan, Mishkan Eidus? We already, in previous parashas, when in Stava, we were commanded to make a Mishkan. And there it should have told us, Mishkan, Mishkan Eidus, that it's not going to be forever. Why here now, in this Pasuk, at this juncture, do we have to hear Mishkan, Mishkan Eidus, that it's not going to be forever, one day it will be taken away from us? And the Teretzuk is available, Pekudei, Zakta Maral. Money was counted, everything was open to the public, this question already was addressed in the Zayar, and it's not the teretz that the Maral gives. The Zayar gives different answers. The Zayar says that Rabbi Yitzchak asked this question from Rabbi Shimon. So the Zayar, Alain, the Zayar, a few pages later, says a teretz. We find that Moshe went out to the people and he gave a bracha on the construction, on the when they put up the Mishkan, he gave a bracha. Yiratza shetish shechina b'vayis yadechem, a special tefillah that there should be ashras hashchina. Talk to Zayar, why it was needed that there should be a special tefillah, yiratza shetish. They did kashet tziva, they did everything they were supposed to do. So fashteitzel, there'll be ashras hashchina. The Rebbein Shem said, build me a Mishkan and we'll have ashras hashchina. Why would there not be ashras hashchina? Zog desire, because l'maisa, the money was counted and it was shown to the whole public. And ein ha'bracha shari al b'davar ha'samim min ha'ayin. So to combat, to go and have connected this problem of counting, v'ein ha'bracha shari b'davar ha'samim min ha'ayin, Moshe Rabbeinu had to give a tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give a special bracha. Shetishur Shechina Mamayis Yadechem. Mardi Chiddush. Nenana Chanami. Like the Maral says, there was a problem of Ein HaBracha Shara El B'davar Sam Minayin. Our Tefillas Moshe was the anecdote to this problem of Ein HaBracha Shara El B'davar Sam Minayin. Which could be a Chiddush in Lamaisu. Whenever a person chayish for Ayin Hara, maybe a tefillah, maybe to daven, maybe a bracha of a tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik, akol panim, however you want to fataych, tefillas Moshe or birchas Moshe, that could be the anecdote to ayin hara. Maybe apid the zayah bakol panim. Reb Shimon gives a different teretz to Reb Yitzchak, who asked this question: why counting all the funds and showing it to the people? Why reveal it and open it up? If ain't a bracha shalom b'davas samin ayin, Zok Reb Shimon, it depends why you count. If you're counting it because you want to count Ein abrocha shoyel b'davar samanai. You open it up to the public for no reason. Ein abrocha shoyel b'davar samanai. But if you open it up to the public, mitzad hakedusha, minu, you're counting it, mitzad hakedusha, then you don't have to worry about ein abrocha shoyel b'davar samanai. What does he mean, mitzad hakedusha? What does the Zohar mean that it was a counting mitzad hakedusha? You look at the Bnei Yisachar. Look at the Gishlevi, it's Grace in Yonim, the whole parish of Chlal, it's Grace in Yonim, Ruchni is the Ginyonim in the counting. Moshe, Shiva Zatzal says an interesting deher. The counting is a physical thing, they count it, it's part of, but we know in everything in the Mishkan it had its symbolism, it was symbolic for something Ruchni. Where is the Ruchni? What the Ruchni is like a message in Eilap Kudim Zakhtar, Shiva Zatzal, Hashroas Hashchina. Ashroas Hashchina needs Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Mishkan had Ashroas Hashchina. A mensch will Ashroas Hashchina in zich. Shechanti b'seicham. It needs to be achieved with Cheshbon. Cheshbon HaNefesh. Leben mit HaCheshbon. So these inyanim of Pekudim are, as well as they are physical, where all the money went, a simple Cheshbon, but it's also Ruchnis. There's gross inyanim in it. The meaning was mitzad, the kedusha, the yis in the kiyum, eich kedusha, reinkait, the kiyus. Mitzad the kedusha means that Moshe needed to build the mishkan with reinkait, with erlichkeit, as we soon will explain, and that's the minui mitzad the kedusha, mitzad the kedusha. The Gemara in Beya, Daf Tezvavim Bey says, "Haroitzel Asasim." Mar gives us advice: if someone wants to become rich, Yita Odar, he should plant Odar trees. It's the name of a tree. No, it's the name of the month also, but it's the name of a tree. Odar tree, Yita Odar. Why, if you're rich by planting Odar trees, there are Chazalin. Look at Masechtas Talmid. That the other tree is a very strong tree, you could build bridges, and that the wood is so strong that it can uphold tremendous weight. Maybe that's other, it's expensive wood, it's a very strong wood, it's good for business. It's interesting that the Gemara would give business advice on a technical way of how to make money. And maybe everything's in the Gemara. Maybe there's taka good business tips in the Gemara. But the Meiri says another pshat. And what does it mean? If you look at the Malmloyes on the Pasuk of Ishamunus, Rav Brochus, if attaches this Meiri as follows. Odor is a tree that grows straight up. It doesn't bend right, it doesn't bend left. It's straight. It's yosher. Chazal giving us a message. They're giving us a musar. Haroitz lisaser. Someone wants to become rich. Yosher. You got to be straight. You got to be erlich. Don't bend right. Don't bend left. Yita odor. Maybe symbolically, ki odom eitz hasoda. Man is like a tree. So from the tree, he should learn a lesson. From the other tree, he should learn how he, the person, must behave. You notice the end of the pasuk, as we mentioned before, is Otz Lis Aser Lo Yenoke. Quick to make money, Lo Yenoke. He's not going to be clean. Mitzudas David explains, the Mitzudas of Hanart explains, Otz means he's quick and he's not straight. Otz means he cuts corners and he's slick and he's trying to make a quick dollar. Otz Lis Aser. Trying to cut the corners. He's trying to get the deal, but he's not being straight. Lo Yenoke, he won't end up being rich. And this is the Meiri and the Mitzudas giving us advice on business. Business is not about making the deal, but making an Erlich deal. An Erlich deal brings riches. Not Erlich doesn't bring you Lo Yenoke. Nothing good will ever come from it. If you look at the Yalkut Mamloyes that I began to quote you, that he quotes the Miri, he says an interesting pshat from the Arches Chaim. says, if you look at the words ish emunais, rav is Shabbos. Saifei Tevis, the ish emunais rav, shin, emunais tav, beis is together make Shabbos. So ish emunais rav somehow is tied to the Shabbos. That's the connection, the shaychus. Rabbi say Efshekim and Zogin Hashem Pshat to explain, to be mefanech, to uncover the hidden meaning of this Arches Chaim Ish Emunah Yisrab Brach. We know Shabbos is Mekar Brach. Why is Shabbos Mekar Brach? Ish Emunah. Shabbos is all about Emunah. There's a Yerushalmi that tells us clearly, and Amoritz is not Nemon Amaisris, we can't trust him, it's Dema. Yet on Shabbos, says the Yerushalmi clearly, on Shabbos, if he tells us that he took mice, he could be believed. Why? Because Shabbos is kshayta. People speak the truth, kshuta. They speak the truth on Shabbos. Yerushalmi d'may perdalach aleph amiratzim ar nemon on Shabbos to say they took meiser, because inzong and erlach, they say truth on Shabbos. Mitfregin that it's, we see it's not so, not for tonight. Maybe a different time. Maybe it has to do the way you keep Shabbos. Maybe it has to do the way others keep Shabbos around him. Maybe they're not telling the truth and not behaving the way Yitz supposed to behave on Shabbos. Maybe it has something to do with us. Chvei anander small. This is a discussion for a different time, but it's the first year of Shalom, which is brought l'alacha. That amaratzim anemonim, they have their monis, even in amoritz, which normally doesn't tell the truth. He has their monis. Could be the root of this is because every Yid becomes an aid on Shabbos. We know we're saying Eidus. We're saying testimony that the Rabbi Yishon created the world. Part of an aid that has to be that he is a Nemon, that he's telling the truth. Otherwise, it's can aid. Brought down in Svarim that Friday night, when a person comes into his house and he's going to, before he makes Kiddush, he should think tshuva. That's why if you notice, Lalach, it's brought down that Shabbos is a man of tshuva. Mishbura brings down, you're supposed to fast on Erev Shabbos. It's called Tainis Tzaddik. And Mishbura learns it has to do with not eating Erev Shabbos. So a person will become hungry to the meal on Shabbos. Lamaise, if you look at the Kaf HaChaim, which is really bringing and quoting from a Zohar and from Ari, it has more to do with tshuva. That since Erev Shabbos, leading into Shabbos, is Zman tshuva, so Tzaddikim used to fast on Erev Shabbos. Can't fast on Shabbos, you fast on Erev Shabbos, leading into Shabbos. Pshat, could be it's a Zman of Tshuva. Why is it a Zman of Tshuva? We all know, under every chuppah, you'll always find the Rav that will turn to somebody and who's an aid and say, Tshuva, Trach Tshuva, B'stchaneid, you have to be an aid, so be Mahar Tshuva. Friday night, we're going to be an aid. By Kiddush, by Chul Shemayim, Varetz, Chol Tzman, we're saying Eidus. There's on the Chazal, there's all Shaila Vaychul that said in the Shul, should you say it with another person? Because you need two witnesses, two Edim. Chazanish, they say over from the Chazanish that he wasn't makbid on it. Even one could say the Edis. Maybe the Pshat is that Eid Echad Neman on Shabbos. So maybe there's a din Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. Maybe for Shabbos too, there's Allah Eid Echad Neman. After Akalpanim, there's Zichar Nekud of Edus. In my Chula Shemayim, in testimony that the Rabbi Yishom created the world, an aid needs to do tshuva. An aid needs to do tshuva. Memela Friday night, Zaninya to do tshuva. As you come into Shabbos, before you say my Chula Shemayim, va'aretz v'chol tzvam, an aid has to be a kosher aid. And part of an aid is l'chayr kosher, is to say the truth. Otherwise, it's k'ed aid. So it could be on Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shlom gives, Rebbeinu Shlom delivers the Kayach of Nemanis for the Yid to be an aid. But also, Shabbos is about Emunah. That the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. Maybe that's the Taich, Rav Emunais, plural. The two Emunais. The Emunah, the Erlichkeit, the Nemanis, aid. Emunah is the Emunah in Hashem, and it's probably connected. The Satav and Satav Emunah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that we ask a person Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Emuna over there means emuna erlach in business. And it also means, according to many mefarshim, emuna b'Hashem, because it's connected. If you have emuna b'Hashem, you'll have emuna in business. You'll be erlach in business. The two are connected. You can't separate. Person has emuna, it'll be erlach. If he doesn't have emuna, he won't be erlach. Rav emunais. Hey, ish emunais. If you have both emunais, Rav brachas, you'll have brachas haShabbos. You'll have Shabbos mekayim habracha. Efshe. Notice on Shabbos we don't do work. We don't do business. No business is a good time not to lie. Business, a lot of nisyonis of sheker. No business on Shabbos is a good time, kushta, to tell the truth. And it's all connected to the milus of Shabbos, ulai efshe. I saw the Kuti Yehuda brings from the Sfasem is Akasha. Ish Amunas Rab Brachas, the Medrash tells us that there was lots of brach in the Mishkan. And the reason for this brach is because Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish Amunas. Erlach, he opened the books, he showed accountability, Mamela Rab Brachas. Frek the Sfasem is, it's not Rab Brachas. If everything was accounted for, and everything went to where it was supposed to go, so it wasn't bracha. Where's the bracha? It wasn't an overabundance of bracha wherever the money was collected and it had to go to, it went. So the Sfasem is a shein of pshat. In pshat tov, in the pshat of the Pasuk tells us, v'amalacha oysa dai v'hoyser. There was enough and plus extra. The dye, they collected. How did they get the hoyser? How did they get extra? And the pshat is because there was bracha. There was a special gevissa bracha in the collection. Because it was done through Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gizbar Neman. You know, when you have a project, usually you never come to fill the quota that was originally set out for what you need. Never. Most projects come up short. Here, not only did it come up short, it was v'hoyser. Das muss sein bracha. Where did this bracha come from? Teretz is in the collector. I don't know if it's a lesson that if you have a project and you collect money and the collector's erlich, there'll be extra funds. There'll be dai v'hoyser. Maybe it has to do with the collector. Bakal panim, alzei lert the sfas emes, that Moshe, because he was the gizber, so there was bracha in the collection. The way we learned from the Zayar, Efshekem and Zaga Nachataych, the bracha was not in the money collected, but it was in the results of the Mishkan that there was Hashra'a Sashchina. Moshe Rabbeinu comes out and says, Yiratzah Shetishra. The Zayar tells us that that was a special bracha needed to combat the fact that it was Eina Bracha Shayel B'davar Samanai. And so you see, where is the bracha? Not in the collection, but in the result, that there was Ashra'a Sashchina. In a house, Rabbi Yisai, sometimes the bracha, you have the money to build the house, but it still doesn't mean you have bracha in the house. The bracha in the house is not the building, it's not the walls, it's not the furniture, it's the Ashra'a Sashchina and the happiness that is in the home, which is where the bracha is. We're used to thinking the bracha atashena shtub. Rabbi said there's a very big difference between a nice house and a nice home. A person can have a nice house and not a nice home, and a person can have a nice home and not necessarily it's a nice house. The walls don't make the home, they make the house. The bracha, like the Sfasemis is in the money, in the collecting. Moshe was the gizber, he did the collecting, so he had bracha that it was dai, and not only that it met the quota, but hoyser even extra. The way we're learning, Api the Zayar, the bracha was not in the house of the Mishkan, but it was in the home of the Mishkan. It was in the Ashra'a Sashchina, it was in the Veshachanti B'soicham, which l'chayr is a lesson. You need bracha inwardly. Bracha is the home and in the person himself, that he should be happy and he should have everything that he needs. I think we can answer with what we speak. You want to show accountability for everything that happened in the Mishkan and where all the monies went, and you want to do it later, after you finish building the Mishkan, show where all the money went. It's famous. What do we call it? Hanhogets. It's accepted that when you finish the project, you'll show where all the money went. Why now? Why here? Before even the building had to be a cheshbon where all the money went. As a frekt, the Yismach Moshe, the Teretz Raboisa is Gar Geshmak. The Mishkan had to be built on Erlichkeit. It had to be on a foundation of Reinkeit, on Kedusha. And therefore everything had to be Erlich from the start, from the get-go, Mitaklarkeit, in order that the Hashra'as HaShechina that's in the Mishkan should be built on this Erlichkeit. Because if not, when the foundation is not Erlich, and Hashem lo yivne bayis shavam lubayin of bayin, and I saw this in a Mefurish Gaon. The Gaon brings down in Tikkuni Zohar an interesting Zohar. Chevraya, the Tanoim, when they learned Torah Hanister, I guess it's the Torah of the Zohar, they didn't do it in Beis Medrash. They did it Bein Eilonis. They did it between the trees. Why between the trees? What's wrong if you learn in Beis Medrash? Zok the Goyin, the Beis Medrash, the building, you never know what the Kavon is and where the money that the Binyan, the building, where it came from. Who knows if it's Erlich, if it's pure. And that would have a tremendous effect on the Torah that you learn there. I quote you the Lashon of the Goyin, She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinosoi Ela Al Pu'ulas Tzedek. Hashra'as HaShechina needs to be on foundations of tzedek, of erlichkeit, righteousness. Bein ha'ilonais, the Rabbi Yishlam created those ilonais. They're pure. There's no gezel. There's no bad midas. In a house, in a building, you never know what goes in. And therefore here, before the binyan, dachtzach, with this going, we could explain the pshat, to the kasha, the Yismach Moshe, why was there cheshbin? Why was there an open revelation of how erlich and how straight and how emuna the project was? Because the binyan that had to be built on these yisaidis of the emunas, of the yisim nikiyim, and if not, the mashem lo yivne bayis, shav, amlu, Bain of Bay. In our Rabbi Yisai, we find an interesting thing. Moshe is Erlich. He doesn't take money by Mitzrayim. The Mishkan to the penny, and he's out up front with the Clarkite Erlich, not a penny. Yet Moshe does become rich. Chazal tell us Psal Lecha. Now when Moshe Rabbeinu carved the second Luchais, the extra pieces, I guess like the sawdust from the carving, were like diamonds. They were expensive, and he became rich because he was given those diamonds. If Moshe Rabbeinu had to get rich, Rabbi Yisai, why did it have to come from the psoilus of the Luchais Shniyais? Why Dafka through that form did the Rabbeinu Shalom give riches to Moshe Rabbeinu? Reb Shimon Shkop, Zech Tzadik Levracha, the Reshiva Reb Shimon Shkop from Grodno, he says a pshat nagdom of Shariyosh. First Luchais he broke. Had he not broken, there would never be Shikha Satayra. No one would ever forget learning. You don't forget learning You could have learned a few hours by the day, got everything clear, never forget it, and then you can go to work the rest of the day and make money. Chazal tell us that because he broke the first luchais, and with the second luchais came a whole new mitzvah, and that is the chichas haTorah. Person forgets, and therefore, because of that, says Reb Shimon, you have to learn again and again and again, and horava yegiya psalacha, maybe it's part of the psalacha, you have to work on it. First luchas, maybe that's the taish, the first luchas were given to you. The second luchas was psalacha, you got to work on it. Now that you have to work on it, and if not, you'll forget it. If not, you won't be masig the Torah, so now you can't go to work because you're busy learning all day. There's no time to work. Vestrachten, vesmeinen, oh, now I don't have money. I'm sitting in Kailu all day, and I'm harving and learning. Where am I going to get money from? Dr. Bayesham, ich will the segeben, I'll give it you in Lucha Shnias. Lucha Shnias represents Ashirus. You will get rich from Lucha Shnias. Hefshe kemen zagana taitra, Bayesham. Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the first luchas. Why does he break the first luchas? He comes down and he sees Egel. What is Egel? Kliyakar explains Egel. So the beginning of Parshas Kisisa is the Avodah Zarah Chemnas Hamamin. Dizov, a lot of money. Zok Kliyakar, it's not that they only had a lot of money, but they wanted more. Dizov means they never had enough. Dizov, money. You have money, you want more money. And that was the Chemda, and that was the Avodah Zarah. And he says that's why they made a Shar. He brings from Chazal in that Shar is in the Kis Yaakovid, facing Tzofin. We all know Haroitze, Lisasa, Yatzbin. Tzofin always represents riches. So Klal Yisrael wanted to become richer, as rich as they were. Wasn't enough. They wanted to be more rich. And there was an Avodah Zarah by them to get more rich. And they made Shar. They made the symbol of the ox. Chazal tell us that the Kliyaka Machza Shekel is the anecdote, it's the tshuva, it's the tikkun for the eagle. Why? Machzis. It's money and it's half. Because a person has to learn that as much money as he has, it's only half of what he'll always want. Because whatever he wants, he always wants more. So you never get fully what you want, you always get machzis in the shekel, and this became the kapar and the tikkun to the egel. Zezok de Kleyoker, fascinating shot. Moshe Rabbeinu sees this. So what did he see? He saw egel, he saw chemda samomen, he saw taiva samomen, he saw the Avodah Zarah of momen, and Klal Yisrael is doing an Aveira, with this moment, with this dissolve. So he's shaver the luchis. He breaks the luchis. Shvira satayra. He breaks it. Maybe it's an inyan of shvira. Maybe it's an inyan of machzis. Whatever the concept of shvira, he breaks it because this avay deserve for geld. Und teira kenin zayin zusammen, because teira has to be clean. Teira has to be vissim nekiyim Hashem, and Mishra has to be reina geld. It has to be Reina, Midas, and Ritzainus. The second Luchais, which is Shleimus HaTaira, from them Vert Mirach. The lesson was, money will not come through Aveira. Money will come from Taira. When Taira is Bishleimus, when it's Reina Taira. It took a lot out of Moshe to break the Luchais. It was a tremendous Iskabrus. It took a tremendous koiches hanefesh to break the luchais. Good, Chazal say got heavy, he dropped it. Whatever it is, there was shviras haluchais. Asha shibarta, Chazal tell us clearly, Rabbi Yishim told him, yasha koiches shibarta. He did a good thing by breaking it. Val teira, mit nit reina gel, geitnit zazamen. Reina teira, brain gelt. Nish reina gelt, ishaiva teira. Reina Teira bring geld, it brings money. You know, Rabbi Sai, Haman was about Ashiris. By Saper, he spoke about Roy Vashroi, he spoke about all his money and all his wealth. How did Haman try to get ahead? How did Haman try to get, like, we see covet is also part of Lisas, so we see by Kaira. How did he try to get his covet? How did he try to get his money in the Teretz as he was in the Yashar? He was Sheker. It was all lies. It was all conniving and manipulation. Mordechai goes Elach. Mordechai is the Ish Emunais. If you look at the story of the Megillah, Mordechai is straight. Mordechai is Erlich. If you take a look, Haman, he made a cheshbin, Adar, and he was all excited. Why was he all excited about Adar? Because it was the time that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and he thought it was good for him. And the truth was, it was a miscalculation, because it was when Moshe Rabbeinu was also born. The Yisoyin of the Megillah speaks loud and clear volumes about him. Lashem lo yivne bayis. Shavam lubayne bay. Hamelech in the Megillah is always the Rebbeinu Shloilam. Hamelech. The Rebbeinu Shloilam is maneuvering the world. And we have Amalekim and Hamans that are trying to lie and cheat and cut and manipulate to get ahead. And they think that with every step they take, they're getting closer to their achieved dream, while every step they take is a misstep. Because it's Sheker, and the Rebbeinu Shloilam is pushing it farther and farther away. Adar, it came out of great. His mazel, it's tremendous, it's Adar. And really, what was it? The exact opposite. Every step he took was a miscalculation, lo yinaket, to his downfall. Adar, the month of Adar. The mazel, Chazal tell us, if you have a din with a guy, you should do it in Adar. Why? Because there's a special mazel that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is guiding and helping and giving you hatzlacha. While the guy lives in the world of Maisa, and he thinks he's achieving and he's moving ahead. And I always say over, if you look, Esther, when Achashverosh asks me, who is the person that's the evil one? Who is the person who is responsible for the downfall of your people? Who's doing it? She points at Achashverosh, not at Haman, the Gemara says. And the Malkeim pushed it to Haman. Why would she point at Achashverosh? She was trying to save the Eden, not to commit suicide and kill all the Eden with her. I mean, what was she thinking when she pointed at Achashverosh? And I always say the pshat is she wasn't thinking more than past being Erlich, straight. She doesn't know. Nobody knows. The story of Purim is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam brought the Yeshua through the actions of Klal Yisrael. And she relied completely, Keli, Keli, my Keli, my God, Rebbeinu Shel Olam that guides me and holds me and protects me, that I am in your hands. You'll protect me. So the only thing I could do is say straight. Say it as is. Say the truth. Who is it? It's Achashverosh. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took care of it. The Malach came and pushed it towards Haman. Adar is Mazel Dagim. Dagim, if you notice, we Davar Asamim in Ayin. The Dagim have this Maila that they're some in Ayin. They're in the ocean, therefore they don't have Ayin Hara. What's the pshat? Klal Yisrael. Is some in Ayin, then there'll be Matzliach. That's part of their mazel. Mazel Dagim is the mazel of Klal Yisrael on Adar. That if they don't do anything, if they're not the ones who are trying to achieve, they leave it in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam guides. And he puts together the scenarios one after another to connect, that the Yeshua comes out, and maybe that's the pshat, Adar, the tree, Adar the month. He should be naita, should plant in himself the lessons of Adar, that Adar has a tremendous mazel, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is protecting and guiding the Yid, and his hatzlacha is in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ali Oyin, that it's mechusam in Ayin. They don't look. They're not eyes everywhere to get ahead. They're not manipulating and micromanaging everything. Take a step back, so to speak, close their eyes and have emunah. And that becomes the maila of the Yid and the lesson of Purim and the maila of the month of Adar. And Hanoi Haroitzel Isaser, if you want to become rich, Erlich. Don't give ayin hara. Don't manipulate. And then mele you'll have, and you'll be zeiche to Ashirus.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.